You meet somebody for the first time, somebody meets you for the first time, words are exchanged, and how long does it take before you decide this person is somebody that I would like to continue chatting with? Or I don't want to continue this conversation anymore. Was it something they said? Was it their posture? Was it the way they smelt? Was it their opinion about something? The behavioral scientists suggest that it doesn't take us very long to make that decision. Obviously, a lot of decisions are made by first impression. So when we see somebody, have you ever judged somebody by the way they dress or their posture or the condition of their fingernails or their haircut or the way they wear their makeup? Or we make decisions pretty quickly, apparently, according to the behavioral scientists. So if you are in business or you have a certain reputation that you would like to uphold, or you have a career path that requires you to act a certain way, be a certain kind of person, but more importantly, who are you? Isn't that a great question to ask? And I always use this with all of my max exercise professionals and business professionals. Let's decide, you decide personally, pick 3, 5, 10, 50, 1,000 words, it doesn't matter, but describe yourself as a person, and then would it be a really good idea to be that person? Because then you don't really need to be too concerned about, well, how do I act in front of these people, or what should I say when I'm with those people, or what is appropriate when I'm in this situation. Wouldn't it be nice to just live your life as a person who is who you are? Isn't that great? I am who I am. And you don't pretend to be somebody else, and you don't change to suit other people. And even more importantly, imagine being in this position, not caring what other people think. Woohoo! However, if you are in business and you do have a certain reputation that you want to uphold, and I'll rephrase that again, who do you actually want people to know you as? So I always ask that question, if you were to describe yourself as a person, what are your 3 to 5 words? And then if people were to describe you as a person to other people, what would you want them to say? And would they say those words, the same words that you've come up with or similar? And then comes the, I'll go back a step. It's really easy to come up with those words. I share that with you from personal experience. The first time I went through this exercise, I was 18 years of age. I was at a management conference, and I thought it was going to be about how to manage health clubs, how to be a businesswoman, woohoo, at 18. But it was a personal development workshop, seminar, conference on how to become a respectful person. And that exercise was one of the first things we did, which was pick 5 words to describe yourself as a person. And I did that really quickly. Mine were then and have been all of my life now, tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional. I knew exactly the reputation that I wanted to have. The challenge is the words are easy to pick. It's now the implementation of those words. And the question was asked, if somebody went through your house right now or through your life right now, would they find that person, those 5 words? So I had to this very uncomfortable experience of tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional woman. If somebody had gone to my house right then, I had a fridge with green cordial and rotten bananas in the fridge and a bookshelf full of crappy novels. And I don't think anybody would have looked into my life, at my clothes, at my shoes, at my library, at the way I lived my life even, and thought, wow, there's a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional woman who lives in that life. I take that a step further, as I always do. If somebody was going to invest money in you as a venture capitalist, as a bank manager giving you money for your business, if somebody believes in you as a person and they were going to finance you in business or in your career path or for your education, you might have given them a resume, a CV, a business proposal. You might have given them something to describe you as a person. And usually, of course, on our CV, we talk about how wonderful we are. There are some business people, some venture capitalists, some bank managers, some financiers who would probably do more research than just read your resume or your CV. And that was a great question that was added on to that exercise of who are you as a person. And if somebody looked into your life when you weren't there and they were going to invest money into you as a person, as a business, as a professional, would they be able to trust that what you had told them was the person that you are? And again, for me, that was a very awkward and uncomfortable moment in my life at 18 years of age. I realized I needed to change. And it was a simple process then, though, because you can imagine if you've got a compass, if you've got a map, if you've got 5 words to describe you as a person, that's been my map, you don't have to make decisions anymore. Isn't that exciting? You just be that person. So that's been a driving force. And again, I won't say how easy it is to be that person. It's very easy to pick those words, yeah? But to implement that person in actions, thoughts, words, clothing, marketing, everything you do now is driven by who am I? So for me, every time I do something, every time I make a decision about something, every time I choose what I'm going to wear or I'm going to eat or where I'm going to go or who I'm going to invest time with or what kind of business I'm going to be involved with, I always ask the question, what would a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person do in this situation? What would they wear? How would they act? What would they say? What would they do? And it makes life now very easy. Who? However, the picking of the words and the deciding to be that person, yes, very easy. But sometimes the implementation can be complicated, difficult, even hard. And I share that because really easy to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional when everything's going great, when it's a sunny day and business is booming and everyone in your life is treating you beautifully and the government's making the country run well and everything's brilliant. Easy to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional. The challenge is this, and I give you the same challenge. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we when things are not going great? When it's raining, when it's cold, when we're hungry, when we're tired, when we're stressed, when we're broke, when business is not going well. And interestingly, at this time in history, when things in the world are pretty tough, when everybody else is talking negative, when everybody else is sharing with you how awful their life is and what terrible things are going on in the world. And isn't it interesting how those conversations have become pretty normal? When you ask somebody, how are you? It's like, how do you think I am? There's a worldwide pandemic or there's a worldwide financial crisis or the government doesn't know what it's doing or I'm forced to do things I don't want to do. And there's a lot of negative talk. Tough decision now, because if, for example, if you're me and one of your words is positive, the suggestion is, or the driving force for me is not be positive when it's nice, be positive when it's sunny, be positive when everything's going great. The suggestion is be positive regardless of how bad things are, how crappy things are, how awful things are, whatever's happening in the country, in the world, still be the positive person who can put a positive spin on everything, who can take something from being negative and turn it into a positive, take something pessimistic and find something optimistic, find a challenge that, or find a solution to a challenge. That's what positive people do. So I'm now asking very personally, if you've decided to be a certain way, if you've told the world or you would like people to believe that you are a, and I'll just use my words, tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional person, and whatever you've chosen, and I'll go back a step again, I've never had people share with me that my five words to describe me as a person are negative, nasty, gossiping, criticizing, horrible, disrespectful person. Nobody has ever shared with me that they want that kind of reputation. Every time I ask, and I ask everybody because it's a driving force for having a great life, give me five words to describe you as a person. Those words have always been positive. So now it becomes the word discipline has to come into play, because doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. And if you subscribe to that particular definition of discipline, that means being tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional, even if you don't feel like it. So whatever words you've used to describe yourself as a person, are you that person regardless? Are you that person when it's cold, when it's raining, when you're miserable, when you're tired, when you're grumpy, when you're broke, when you feel fat, when life is not going well, when the rest of the world is grumpy and miserable and talking negatively? Are you still the person that you've promised yourself to be? And that's the big one there. If you do stuff to impress other people or try and have other people like you or admire you or even respect you, is it more important that you would like, admire and respect yourself? And could there be a really interesting connection between being the person that you've decided to be and actually being a happy person? Interestingly, one of the words that often comes up is integrity. People will share with me that one of their five words is integrity. And I always ask this question. If you put these five words that you are going to describe yourself as a person, if you were to connect them to five fingers, which is what I always do because it means that I don't have to write my words down. I can take them with me everywhere I go because I do have a hand with five fingers. And I share that with you because it's a real kinesthetic, visual and auditory thing to do. You can remember who you are very quickly because you've connected your five words to your fingers. Well, the interesting thing is if those five words are connected to your fingers, is it possible that the word integrity would be your whole hand? If I've promised myself to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional, is the word integrity then now that I do who I say I am? And you may have a different version or a different definition of what integrity means to you, but is it possible that it's got something to do with be who you promised that you are, do what you say you're going to do, whatever your definition of integrity, should that be the driving force of what you've promised to be? So if I make a promise to myself to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional, if I make a promise to myself to wake up in the morning and exercise, if I make a promise to myself to learn every day, laugh every day, get fit, get strong, eat healthy food, all the things that we promise ourselves we're going to do, is integrity the thing that says, okay, you promise, well, best you do it. So this is where it becomes the action part of your decisions. So a lot of people, and I'm sure you've had this experience, they all tell you that they're happy, fun, positive people. And if they're having a bad day, you ask them, how are you? And they say, I'm terrible, or I feel sick, or I've had a bad day, or I've got a bad boss, or something terrible has happened in my life. Well, if your driving force is, or you want your reputation to be, or if you actually want to be known as, or you are a positive, happy person, could that be the wrong response? Regardless of what's going on in your life, would it be important to consider how can I turn whatever's happening to me into a positive? And it might be something as simple as life is treating me with some unexpected challenges that I'm enjoying the challenge to overcome, which is so much different than I'm having a crappy day. I'll give you another example. I've only just used this with a student the last couple of days. In fact, two students over 2 days where they have apologized at the start of a conversation for something about them. So one was, I apologize because my English is not that good. And the other one is, I apologize because I'm not dressed appropriately. Now, here's something really interesting to consider. If you're a positive person and you need to be able to speak English and you don't speak English clearly, why not turn that into a positive? And I'm going to give you a really fun story. When I first moved to Europe, I think I was 21 or 22 years of age, can't remember exactly. And I lived in a little country called Belgium and managed a health club. And I lived on the Flemish side of Belgium, which is the Netherlands side, and the language is Flemish. And I wanted to learn the language, of course, but I wasn't. My Flemish was not very good, but I persisted and I practiced and I would get up in front of my classes. I was teaching about 20 group exercise classes every week. And I would stand up in front of my class and I'd say to these beautiful people, I'm going to introduce you to a new language. It's called Remish. It's a cross between Rowie and Flemish. And if there's any words that you don't understand or my pronunciation is something that doesn't make sense to you, I will share with you how to say it in Remish. And I'm using that as an example because there are some things that we can't change. If you've got a beautiful accent from another country and you're speaking in a different language that isn't yours, you're giving it a really good crack. So be really positive about it rather than apologizing. The second example is if there is a certain dress code for an event, for example. I'm always asked this question, Rowie, what should I wear? You know, this is what the guidelines are, or the wedding says I have to wear this, or the business event says I have to wear this. What should I wear? And I always ask a different question. Who are you? And do you dress for who you are or where you are? So for me, as a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional person, I don't have to make a decision about what I'm going to wear because I just wear clothes, have clothes in my cupboard, only have clothes in my cupboard, that when I put them on, I would feel like a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional person, and I would look like one. So so that you are never in the situation where you have to apologize for your clothing, if you are dressing for who you are, not where you are, why would you ever apologize for your clothing? Because that means you're apologizing for who you are. So don't do that. You are the beautiful person that you are, and you are going to dress to represent that person. Isn't that exciting? So it all goes back to, who are you? Who do you want to be? What are your core values? What do you want people to know you as? Who are you going to be proud of? When you look in your mirror, when you analyze your own thoughts, your own actions, and there's an interesting thing that I always do at the end of the day. What happened today, Roey? What did you learn today? How did you grow today? What mistakes did you make today that you will not make ever again? Because there's a really beautiful thing about mistakes, that's awesome to make mistakes, because how else would we grow? But let's not make them twice. Let's learn from them and move on. So what did you do today? What could you do better? What mistakes did you make that you've learned from and you won't do them or make them again? And how could we change, be better, do better in our conversations, in our first impressions, in the way we acted as a person? And I'll rephrase that, because it's very personally for me. Roey, what did I do today that needs fixing, changing, making better, improving? And I go through every conversation, every telephone call, every email I send. It doesn't take very long, because you can go through your entire 12, 24 hours pretty quickly. But what a great opportunity to grow and get better. It's been suggested by the behavioral scientists that if we are constantly thinking about getting better, being more disciplined, that we're 90% there. I think that's exciting. Just the awareness of wanting to, we're already most of the way there. It's yes, we now need to implement, but if you are aware that you need to implement, could it be easier? If you don't know what you don't know, then you're probably just delusional. My puppy dog's sharing with me very passionately that he loves me. And I'll share with you something about dogs I love when it comes to first impressions. They have this thing called a tail. And doesn't matter what's going on with your dog, their tail will tell you. So obviously when they're really happy, their tail's wagging. When they're scared, their tail will be between their legs, or if they're stressed or angry or something's going wrong with them. Is it possible that most of that is the same with humans? The first impression that we give people, by the look on our face, our posture, the way we dress, the condition of our fingernails or our shoes, everything about us gives other people an impression of who we are. So what a great place to start. Who am I? What do I stand for? What are my core values? Who am I going to be for the rest of my life? And then be that person in every situation. When somebody asks you, how are you? It's not going to be, I've got a sore foot, I've had a bad day, I'm miserable, I've got a stressed life, I wish my life was better. Because that would give you, or could it give you, the reputation then of being somebody who whinges, moans and complains about things that other people have no control over. If you have a sore foot, should you talk to the doctor? If you've got financial challenges, should you talk to the bank manager or a financial planner? If you've got psychological challenges, should you talk to somebody who could help you with those? Is it possible that we often dump stuff on people that they can do nothing about? We don't add any value to their life, but more importantly, we give ourselves a reputation of being somebody that we may not want to be. So regardless of the weather, regardless of your financial situation, whether you're hungry, tired or cold, doesn't matter. Who are you? And would it be even more important to be the kind, respectful, beautiful person that you want the world to believe that you are, that we need to be that person when things are going crappy? Easy, and I always use this example, really easy to be happy when you're lying on the beach with a beautiful person, relaxed, listening to lovely music. You've got your favorite drink in front of you. You're just about to have your favorite meal and invest time with a beautiful person. Very easy to be happy. But when it's raining and cold and you're broke and things aren't going well and the government's doing crazy things and the world's in a crazy place and you're still the positive, happy person, could that be a really interesting reputation? And last but not least, from a career and business point of view, the people who get paid the most money, the people who get the promotions the most often, the people that are involved in job security, career security, people who are given the most responsibility, are the people who are cool and calm under pressure. If you're the person that panics, it's it's very unlikely that you'll be promoted. It's very unlikely that you'll ever be able to earn more money. We live in a world now where being cool and calm, responsible, optimistic, solution finding, positive are really valuable character traits. So could it be time, in a world where everybody else seems to be panicking, seems to be negative, seems to be unable to find a solution, imagine if you were the person that was cool, calm, collected, positive, optimistic, and solution finding. What a great person that would be. What do you reckon?